Movers and Shakers on KFM Lunch.
All right, so it's that time of the week, time for Movers and Shakers. We sit live on KFM Lunch in studio with great people from the Western Cape. Very different each week. This today we have... You need to help me out with this one because your title list is quite long. I don't know where to start.
We'll start with Espresso presenter, definitely an actor, one of my first loves, voiceover artist, entrepreneur. I think very much like you, an industry person.
An industry person, Graham Richards. Welcome to KFM Lunch.
Thank you so much. Awesome to be here. I expected to see a team of producers operating.
Am I, like,
yeah, you
how
are nailing
am I just
it,
doing
sister.
Everything
you
by myself?
Are nailing it. You're nailing the slot. You sound fantastic. It's awesome to be with you.
I need to have him back soon. I love this. Listen, firstly, I remember you from the Simonye days. Remember that?
I blocked it out, actually. I think I fused that part of my brain. No, I love it. I love the fact that that's... for all of having to wear hot pants in front of the nation as my first big reveal to the country, which, and you can imagine when I arrived for our first promo shoot and I got given a tiny little piece of lycra. It was about 5 centimeters by 5 centimeters. I thought maybe it's a hat or a wristband or something. And that. No, you're going to pop that on and dance to the Barbie song. So yeah, no, that's called paying your dues. But I think when I look back at the timing of it and where the industry was and where the country was, I mean, we're talking kind of late 90s, so much exciting stuff was happening within the industry. And I got to be a part of that new generation embracing it with the Robert Marawas and Claire Mauises, all of these incredible artists, people who have gone on to do some amazing work. So, and I miss them all. We still have that connection, but very lucky to start there.
Do you feel like that's where it began? Was like the entertainment industry that one thing that you knew from early childhood that, all right, this is what I want to get into, or was it a different story?
I think I was like a lot of kids out there, just being very expressive and forming connections with people. I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do, but I knew that it would probably involve drama. I was doing a lot of acting as a youngster. But I think when I got the look in, and that happened completely by mistake. I mean, I happened to bump into the on-air manager of SABC One who saw me introducing someone else for something completely unrelated.
Wow.
And gave me his card and was like, give me a call on Monday, I'll hook you up. And I thought he was coming on to me. So I'm like, all right, bud, easy now. And it turned out to be one of the best opportunities ever. And that just, it opened my eyes to the possibilities in this industry. Yeah.
Awesome. Listen, I'm going to go back to the tunes and play some R-City, but we have to talk about your stint on Strictly Come Dancing.
Oh, yeah.
I want to know if you still have that dancer in you. Graham Richards, TV presenter and actor, live in studio for Movers and Shakers. We'll be back to chat about 2016 and his journey so far.
Movers and Shakers on KFM Lunch.
Okay, we're back live in studio with Graham Richards, TV presenter and actor. We're speaking all things about his journey in 2016 so far. It's been a good year for you.
It's been a wonderful year. It's been crazy. I think everyone's had a bit of a turnaround this year. But I'm loving the fact that the industry is very conscious about itself. There's a lot of growth. I'm also blessed to be working with an incredible team. I mean, despite waking up at 4 every morning, I get to step into this vibrant, energetic studio with presenters that I love like family now, with a crew that I love like family now. I get to stare out at my mountain, and I call it my mountain, having moved back from Joburg 3 years ago. But I'm very blessed, very blessed.
No, you call it your mountain. I mean, if you stayed in Joburg, you know that we appreciate such
things. You know?
But let's speak about Strictly Come Dancing. You did well. Do you know what I mean?
I did far better than I had any right to. I was blessed in the fact that Lindsay, who is now my girlfriend and lives with me in Cape Town, is probably one of the best Latin American teachers, I think, in the world. Certainly one of the best dancers in her time. And we put in the hard yards. We really did work hard at it. And you go into this weird Strictly bubble where you put everything else aside and it's all about the hips and conveying this incredible emotion. And as an adult male, to let go of your inhibitions like that and just let go to the music and the dance is quite a thing. And it was life-changing. I connected with the country in a way that I never have before. The viewership was amazing. And for the first time, you're not just being watched by viewers from your show or your channel, but it's everyone. From Tunnies in Pretoria, from rural, everyone loves that show. Everyone loves I think what it represents, that letting go. So it was a gift. It was a life-changing gift. Also dropped 2 pant sizes and went up a suit size in the process. It transformed me physically.
Nice. So but do you still dance though?
In my way, I still give it everything I have. If you ask me to do any of the Strictly numbers, yes, I would. But I actually, just as an exercise of expressing that, Lindsay and myself put on a fantastic show, a dance-related show at the Baxter Theatre, and I forced myself to perform the Paso and a couple of the dances that I loved. And I was so much better now, having had time to actually process the information and the training time beyond having one day to cram in 3 years worth of training. So I do love it, and I wish I could do it every day, honestly.
Alrighty. So now here's one thing that we do regularly, well, actually every week. We live in this gorgeous province that we absolutely love. If you are not on the Espresso set or doing anything entertainment related, what are you up to?
You know, part of what attracted me to Cape Town was the fact that you can get physical here in a way that few other places in the country offer. So I do run a lot on my mountain. I run a huge amount of the trails out here. I just feel like to have one of the eighth wonders of the modern world, you know, in walking distance from your house is a gift you can't ignore. But everything at the moment is moving at about a million miles an hour. So that slice outside of the entertainment industry is probably about 30 seconds every day. So I wish I could do more, but luckily you do have that here, that way to express yourself.
All right. Speaking of the fitness, we've got a challenge that we're going to be doing off air.
But bring it on.
Just to wrap it up, Graham Richards, it's been lovely. 2016, where do we catch you? What are you up to? And how do we know what you are getting up to?
Well, obviously, a big part of my heart is connected to Espresso at the moment. We're driving some amazing sports content. A big year. We've got the Olympics coming up. We're going to be heavily connected to that. And I've been working with some wonderful organizations this year, namely the South African Schools and Scholarship Foundation. We've been doing stationary drives, talent showcases, and we've got a massive one coming up on the 1st of October. We're going to be working with Kenilworth Mall for Stop Hunger Now. Last year, we packed 40,000 meals, so we're going to see if we can take that a step further now. But we're involving schools in the area. So I urge any school out there, any shopping center, any NGO that is looking for a little extra media, a bit of extra clout to get a celeb connected to their campaign, looking for a little extra bang for their buck, please make contact with me at Graham Richards on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. DM me if you can. Connect with me. I will connect back with you. There are so many opportunities to change the world around us at the moment, especially in this industry of ours. And I think we're starting to figure that formula out. So any young star, any old star, forget about it, open up the industry. The industry is open. Let's just welcome more people into it. So I really do urge anyone out there looking to back our industry to make contact with me. We've got some wonderful projects going at the moment.
Nice one, Graham Richards. You heard it from the man himself. Anything that you missed, you can catch live on our Facebook page. But I did a video recently where I was doing push-ups. Uh-huh. And there was a bit of a debate about whether I was doing them properly.
Okay.
So just now, I'm switching off the microphone. You are going to show me how to do proper push-ups.
I'll show you the proper, quintessential push-up. I'll do it.
Alrighty, Graham Richards, you're live on Movers on Shakers. It's been really awesome. If you missed it, it's live on our KFM Facebook page as well as all the pictures on the Instagram page. Let's get on back to the tunes.